Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And all this month, we've been talking about trends for 2014 and also upcoming trends for 2015. So today, I have the pleasure of introducing Vice President at Hitachi Consulting, Sean Schell. So welcome, Sean.
Thanks, Lauren. Glad to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you about a whole bunch of stuff in a while, so
indeed.
This is going to be a good conversation, I hope. And we've been talking about some trends that you're anticipating in 2015. So we have a few on the roster, and I'm going to start with the first one that we talked about offline, which is information rights management. Can you tell us a little bit about that, why you think it's important?
You know, what's interesting, rights management is really an extension of the models that we've had historically around, you know, who can do what with specific content. And the traditional model is we apply permissions to a file when it's in some repository. And, you know, people can either edit it or check it out or what have you. The problem really becomes you pull that document out of the repository and you begin to email it around, and there are really no good controls. And rights management tries to address that mobile file, if you will, the file in the wild. How do I control how that information is used, how it can be manipulated or not, or functions that can be executed against that content, like printing or saving or what have you. And that's really what rights management is all about. And I think we've come to the point now that there's such a free flow of information. And there are so many cases where permissions in the historical or traditional file repository are simply insufficient in the world that we live in today. And I think that 2015 will begin to see far more focus on rights management, what we can do to attach concretely permissions to these files or more general content when it leaves the repository.
And would you say that some of the backdrop for why this is becoming more important is cloud computing, mobile devices? Has that put information more in flux?
I believe that's super accurate. In fact, there are so many fewer controls, physical controls, over this content. And what I mean by that, it no longer exclusively sits in anybody's data center. In many cases, this content sits on Dropbox or Box or SharePoint Online or any number. You name the solution. And it's very difficult to have universal and consistent control without, in this case, rights management. And then you take that a step further and look at the BYOD, the bring your own device kind of movement. And now you're introducing this idea that somebody's personal device could contain enterprise content, and that's frankly scary to many enterprises. How do we effectively lock it down and control it such that we can feel confident that content cannot escape into the wild and be uncontrolled by the enterprise that rightly owns that content?
So you're pointing away toward, I think, theme number two, and this has been a topic of much conversation on the site of late, and that's file storage in the cloud. So we've talked a little bit on the site recently about file sharing services like Box and Dropbox and the potentially increasing importance of hybrid cloud-based enterprise content management. So what's your take on all this, and where do you see this headed?
Well, I think one of the big trends is that organizations are realizing that maintaining their own data centers is an expensive venture. There are new architectures being introduced by cloud vendors that change the traditional model of how files are stored. The example that I can think of off the top of my head is Azure. Azure architecturally has no storage area networks. It's all local storage. And they also use commodity servers and do a whole bunch of things to make the economics of very large data centers really attractive. And they make it so, obviously, to attract customers. But it also points to architectural changes that organizations really need to begin to adopt or at least consider And to take that a step further, when we think about long-term file storage, because these data centers are becoming more expensive, more complicated to maintain, there is this attractive quality to moving files into the cloud. And certainly this ties back to our previous point about what that means from a security standpoint. But in the end, there's certainly a class of content that just makes more sense to store in the cloud. And I think in 2015, we'll begin to see many more companies moving those files into the cloud purely on economic reasons in a couple of dimensions, including things like long-term storage, perhaps.
And when you talk to folks out there, do you sense that the cloud has now just become sort of a given in terms of their enterprise information management strategies, and it's just a question of how much is going into the cloud?
I think it's unquestionably that the cloud has become a component of their enterprise information strategy and enterprise computing strategy, so not just storage but also computing power. And it's become that way primarily because I think software vendors need to change the economic model around their packages, and the traditional on-premise installed piece of software managed by the customer presents a huge number of support challenges. Moving that software into the cloud, controlled by the vendor that produces the software, infinitely more supportable. And as a result, vendors like Microsoft, like Oracle, like SAP are targeting almost purely cloud-based architectures going forward, which forces enterprises then to consider the fact that they aren't going to be able to buy that software, install it in their own data centers any longer. They're going to have to move to the cloud. Again, that forces the conversation. Now what do? We need to figure out how to make that work. In some cases where it's less than ideal for the customer, but they're given perhaps in some cases little choice.
Well, Sean, you've kind of shed light on a whole bunch of topics in a very short amount of time. So it's wonderful to have you here with us. I hope you'll come back.
Indeed. Appreciate the opportunity.
And for more on content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.